I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Amid peace talks with Iran, the U.S. is moving 2,000 troops to the Middle East. God is also moving. Sat-7 shares Christ in Iran through satellite TV broadcasts. Sat-7 USA's John Cernelia says recently, an Iranian Christian woman with the ministry answered a tense phone call. The caller was angry his wife stopped taking his abuse after watching Sat-7.
Our young Iranian woman paused and said, "Well, sir, what we told your wife is that she was created in the image of God. Her body is a holy temple to be protected and to be honored." And then this young 20-something said, "And sir, that's how we see you. You too were created in the image of God."
Today, this man is being discipled by Sat-7 and hearing the gospel. Pray Iranians find hope in Christ. And due to restrictions in China, Eric Berklin with China Partner says the ministry is pivoting to encourage Christian leaders in China over the phone and in low-key face-to-face meetings. Berklin says,
"We just need to stay faithful at this time. And what I mean by that is to stay faithful in staying connected with our brothers and sisters inside China."
China Partner's key leadership engagement strategy will allow them to support Christian leaders through open and legal interactions. In October, one Chinese pastor told Berklin, "When God closes a door, he opens the window."
Basically, we're going to do whatever we can within the system to serve Christ and to stay faithful in reaching as many people for Jesus Christ as we can.
Please pray that doors will open again for direct ministry in China and for God's wisdom during an upcoming visit. Learn the full story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. I'm Steve O'Dell.